Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Oh, God.
Yeah! It is The Odd Couple. I'm your host, Chris Broussard. Alongside my co-host,
Rob Parker.
And we're coming to you live from Miami, the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios here on Radio Row. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit Geico.com for a free rate quote. And if this beast keeps playing, I might drop a hot 16 on y'all just to get y'all in the mood to celebrate Super Bowl 54. We got a great show for you today. Some great guests coming your way. NFL Hall of Famers, some of the best players to ever play the game, and they'll be joining us. So you definitely want to stay tuned for that. We got a great guest coming up this hour. One of my favorites. You know, a lot of people do impressions. A lot of people think they're funny. You know, some people, they want to do stand-up. They want to do have their one chance to shine on the stage and think they're funny.
I've been shining forever. Who you talking about?
Did I say a name?
I'm listening to you.
Why are you so sensitive?
It felt like something close to me.
But we got Frank Caliendo coming up in just about, not even 20 minutes, about 18 minutes. He'll be joining us, and he's got some great impressions. You all know, you've seen him all over TV, so that'll be great to have him here. But let me welcome in my co-host, Mr. Rob Parker. What's up, man? How are you?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard? You doing all right?
I'm doing well.
What a busy day. And, boy, we ran into so many people and did so many other interviews, you know, where people wanted to talk to us and get our feelings and thoughts on and takes on so many different things in sports. So what a busy day.
How many times did you talk Tom Brady?
A million.
The main thing people were asking me about
was Kobe.
Was Kobe,
of course.
Which is understandable.
Right. And they asked me about Kobe, but it was more about the Brady thing and obviously Brady's future and do I think he's going back to New England and all that.
Did they know that you switched up on Brady and now you're a fan?
I did not.
I mean, streets are talking, Rob. Here in Miami, South Beach.
Rob G,
the
please.
Streets is talking.
I did not switch up on Tom Brady. I was just making a point.
You better tell that to the streets.
You may or may not have flip-flopped just a little bit.
No, I didn't.
Just
don't call me
bit.
A flip-flop.
Never. You better get out there on the streets, though, and tell some people because your reputation has been besmirched.
Right. You may flip, you may flop, or you may flip-flop.
No, I never flip-flop. So let's get it. Let's welcome in the Odd Couple crew, of course. Rob G is our producer down here in Miami. Elijah is also here, our social media guru, and back in Sherman Oaks. Ryan B. is our Sherman Oaks producer. Alex, of course, is our engineer. And Mr. David Gascon is at the anchor desk, will keep us updated throughout the program.
All right, with that said, Rob Parker, we are here in Miami to bring in Super Bowl 54. So let's do just that and get to a Super Bowl topic. Jimmy G., Jimmy Garoppolo was the heir apparent to Tom Brady in New England. We all know the story. Got traded for a second-round pick.
Given away for a second-round pick.
Right. That is a better way to put it. To the San Francisco 49ers. And it's been magic ever since. Yet some people, and you may be one of them, some people are calling Jimmy G a system quarterback, a game manager, saying he's being carried by the 49ers in their great running game and their great defense because he only threw the ball 8 times in the NFC title game, 6 for 8. And in the 2 playoff games this year, Rob, he's only attempted 27 passes.
I was going to say.
Are you on that? You are that guy?
His 6 for 8? That was probably since they started passing the ball, probably the lowest of any quarterback to ever get into a, you know, to make it to a Super Bowl. It's, I mean, it's
they,
incredible.
They had some numbers on there. Rob G can look those up. They did have some numbers on that.
No, I bet. I mean, I mean, once they started passing the football, because remember, they used to just run the football.
Yeah, early in the
But no, I mean, I get it, Chris, when it comes to where he fits in and what he needs to do. It hasn't always been like that. But when you have a running back who rushes for 220 yards in an NFC championship game, and you have the defense that they have, and they give you a 27-0 lead going into the second half, you don't need to throw the ball. That's good coaching. You need to run the football, continue to run the football to eat up the clock, to not give time back, to let the Packers come back
right.
and beat you.
We understand right? why they did that. Right.
So I get all that. And if Jimmy G needs to make a pass or a play, I believe he will be able to make that.
Okay, so you don't – do you believe he is a game manager and a system quarterback?
No.
Okay, so you're with me. Because I think it's ridiculous. Jimmy Garoppolo, and I've said this about Dak Prescott, I said it about Tom Brady. I'm not putting him in Brady's class yet, obviously, but he's a winner. The San Francisco 49ers are not even just the 49ers.
I wish you wouldn't, let me put I it wish this you way. Wouldn't have Dak in that conversation.
Dak has won more regular season games.
Not after this year. Not after this year.
Than anyone not named Tom Brady.
Not after this year.
Who's ahead of him?
I don't know what the number is. 8-8 got him. He's still
yes.
in it. He still has
yes.
that. Are you sure?
He's right up there. He may be third now, okay. but it's, okay. even if he's third, I mean, golly, that's great. So even if he's in third, Rob, but the bottom line is Jimmy Garoppolo is 21-5 as a starter. 21-5. That includes two games in New England, 2-0.
It's not a lot of games.
Yeah, but still, he goes to a San Francisco team, need I remind you, that was 1-10. 1-10 when he got there. And he leads them to 5 straight victories as a starter. This is a team
Who'd
that was
they
just
beat?
Let me finish. Doesn't matter. They beat NFL teams. They were a team that was done. The season was over. They had every reason to pack it in. Football is a painful sport. And when you're 0-9, 1-10, and you know you have no chance to make the playoffs, the easiest thing in the world to do is pack it in.
I could
and
not disagree
there,
with you more.
And he lifted that team to 5 straight wins. And then that same team that looked great, he comes in last year. And he gets hurt. And then they fall off the map and they go 4-12. He's back this year and leads them to a 13-3 record. I mean, the dude wins. And I know you like to poo-poo the intangibles. But he has them. He's a leader of men. He's a winner. And I'm picking Kansas City to win this game. But Jimmy Garoppolo is indeed worthy of being their quarterback of the future. You don't have to worry about him if I'm the 49ers.
I don't have a problem with Jimmy Garoppolo and what's going on. I just think you're overstating the whole idea when they won the 5 games and they have nothing to play for. They have jobs to play for. And we saw it with the Dolphins. They had an ugly start to their season, and they wind up winning games that probably hurt them in the draft status. Because those guys don't care about no draft picks. I'm trying to make the team next year. I can't roll over, so I don't buy into the whole notion that those games you're going to roll over and not play. I don't believe in that at all. Jets were off to a terrible season. How'd they finish the season? They finished better.
You always try to big up the Jets.
I'm just,
them to make the playoffs. So your narrative can be, well, if Darnold doesn't get mono, then they make the playoffs, and I would have been right.
I was gonna be right.
Doesn't work.
And you
asked me who they beat. Let's see. Ooh. Who'd they beat? Wow. They beat some good teams. Chicago. Okay, right? That's a good win at Chicago. At Houston. It's another good win.
Did Houston
Tennessee,
make the playoffs last year?
I believe so, yeah.
Last year?
They've made it, what, 5 years under O'Brien? 5 out of 6, I believe. Tennessee, Jacksonville, and the L.A. Rams. So those are good wins, Rob. Those are at least 3 good wins. And it was the last game of the season against the Rams, who obviously didn't play their players. But my point is,
I hear you. I'm not one of these guys who acts like Jimmy G doesn't matter and he's just riding the coattail. So I agree with you from that standpoint, and I do believe that he's able to lead them if they need a score or need something late in the game. I don't believe that for one second that he doesn't matter and they're going to win without him. I just think that the situation that in which they were in the NFC Championship game allowed a small – because Kyle Shanahan is the same guy who botched the Super Bowl when he was the offensive coordinator of the Falcons.
Right.
When they didn't run the football up 28-3.
Yes.
Am I right?
Yes.
And had he coached that game differently,
he probably
the Falcons
did it because of that game.
Because all of a sudden it was like, okay, we can't do that again. And I think you're right, Chris. He probably overdid it and said, we don't need to throw. Eat the clock.
Right.
Run the football. If they had done that against the Patriots, Tom Brady and them would have never won that game.
But he did. Brady did.
Well,
win,
but I'm just telling
it
you.
It counts. Just because I know I'm your not, next sentence was, so it doesn't count. And then last year he didn't throw a touchdown.
That doesn't count.
He's only got four. He's down to four.
And when the Panthers kicked the ball out of bounds, that's another one. So he's down to three. Yes.
Let me give people a little info about Jimmy G. For those that Rob and I both agree he's a very good quarterback and deserves credit. But for those who are on the other side, Jimmy Garoppolo is the only quarterback this season who was in the top five in completion percentage. He was fifth at 69.1. Yards per attempt, third, 8.4. And touchdowns, fifth, 27. So you got to give him a lot of credit there, right?
I'm giving him credit.
He's a very good quarterback, and the 49ers would definitely not be where they are were it not for Jimmy Garoppolo. And he had, you know, he threw for 400 yards in a game this season, 424. He, you know, threw over 300 a couple of times. But as we said, this is a running team. I mean, the most – he threw it 46 times one game. But for the most part, he was throwing it around, you know, in the 20s. His attempts were about 20-something per game, which is low in this day and age. So I'm with you, Rob. Jimmy G is a legitimate quarterback and definitely deserves credit. And you're picking the Niners.
Yes.
Is that just to be a contrarian?
Why does it have to be?
I'm asking. No. I didn't say if I really thought
Kansas City was going to win, I would pick them. I'm trying to be right. I'm not trying to just go against you to have a little dialogue because other people could disagree with you.
Right.
It doesn't have to be me. I believe that the Kansas City defense, that ugly defense, will rear its ugly head, and it won't have anything to do with Patrick Mahomes. That the defense will let Kansas City down. We've seen Andy Reid and the offense and put up numbers, and you can lose. Tom Brady put up 500 yards and all those points, and they lost, but they still lost. And my point is the same thing. I'm looking at this game as time is going on, we're getting closer to it, that this might be like when the Patriots lost to Eli and the Giants, when they averaged 35 points a game, and they got into the big game, and they scored 14.
They are not holding Pat Mahomes
okay.
to 14.
All right. Go ahead.
All right. I told
I'm
you the boy is Jordan-esque. Muhammad Ali told Ernie Terrell, you will announce. You said it. You said if Patrick Mahomes wins this Super Bowl, you will join me
saying
he's Jordan-esque.
No, I did not say that.
Rob G.
I said I would be more in the conversation of him being the best quarterback in the league.
Oh, gosh.
He has
you
to
watered
win a Super
that
Bowl.
Down so much.
He has to
much.
Win a Super Bowl.
Oh, I just said I consider that he might be one of the top five quarterbacks
in
the league. Stop
it. You're too busy.
You said Jordan-esque.
Chris Broussard is the king of the prisoner of the moment, and you always crown people too early.
Really?
Yes.
Don't make me go back to 2012.
You crowned Dak Prescott after the first three games.
And he had a great season.
And you had egg all over your face.
He had a great season. Don't make me go back to 2012.
You know everybody knows
you're
that.
You're the prisoner of the moment more than anybody. All right, anyway, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We got a great guest coming up, as I told you. Frank Caliendo, and he may have a new impression or two. And maybe he might
ain't
impersonate
no
yours truly.
Ain't, oh, you?
Probably both of them.
No, I think you. You're easy
Parker.
To do.
No,
oh,
you're
really?
Easier to do, Rob.
Am I?
Yeah.
I can
oh,
do
come
you.
On, Rob.
I can
come
do
on,
you.
Chris.
I can do a good Rob Parker.
Let me hear it.
He's the prisoner of the moment. Chris is the prisoner of the moment.
Is that what I sound like
yes,
to you?
That is what you sound like, period. I couple Fox Sports Radio. Keep it locked.
I think I'm moving to Mexico.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, on a Worship Wednesday. We're brought to you by ViewSonic. See the difference with ViewSonic's new 4K and curved monitors for home, office, work, and play. They've decked our South Beach set with these monitors, making the Fox Sports Radio set the best one in Miami. And I'm not just saying that because I work for Fox Sports. Trust me, it's the truth. Check out these 4K monitors at ViewSonic.com. Our next guest, man, I've been a longtime fan of this guy. We've had him on the show before on the phone.
Right.
But we've never met in person with him.
Crazy.
It is the one and only Frank Caliendo. You can check him out on frankcaliendo.com for his upcoming tour dates and podcast info. But he's live on the set with us. Man, welcome. It's great to see
you. Yeah, it is great to finally be here.
I can't even look at Rob.
You can't even look at me.
It's
look
at
Rob. With the glasses right. on, too, it's like, because you're ugly. Wait a second. Why? Why would you say that? I got to keep it real.
That's just awesome. I remember last time I was talking to you, too, because so many voices are similar. Voices blend into each other. You don't know. You don't realize that until you really try and break it down and listen. They're not all – I shouldn't say – they're like little tears. So George W. Bush has this kind of voice right here. You can change it and make it a little more southern, become Terry Bradshaw, and you put power into it, it becomes Chris Rock. I can't believe it just said that. So you wouldn't think those three, they don't
right,
like
right.
– they, in your mind, they're not even close. But in terms of their – voice,
wow, that's
there are little pieces that are close together.
Now, when you hear my voice, do I sound
I cringe
like that,
a little
that,
bit.
That, right? I know it's worry, a bad voice.
I just worry what you're going to – no. That,
but it's that – and what's unbelievable
– there's some New York.
New York.
New
I'm
York,
from New York.
New
call
York.
Me, we'll talk.
Call me, we'll talk.
About dogs, daughters, and coffee.
Yeah, and you may – you see, if you may, if you multiply you by like 1,000, it becomes Tracy Morgan.
Right.
That's what I said. That's what I said. That's crazy. What are you talking about?
Exactly.
Why is everybody pretending they love him? They don't. That was you.
And he's from Brooklyn. I'm from Queens, and he's right.
Yeah.
Tracy is a little higher up.
No,
than
that
I
was
am.
Right.
That's yeah, it's a, there's an element of energy. There is a change. It's not like the same voice, but there's something. Barack Obama, The Rock. People have made that comparison. If you, I don't do it.
I can see.
I can do Barack Obama talk slow at the beginning and speed up at the end, and then you kind of change it. Do you know what The Rock is cooking? It's somewhere in there.
Somewhere.
Right. Right.
But it's I can't find that little twitch that. Little change for me. So sometimes I can and sometimes I can't. I talked to Clay Travis. I'm talking to him. I did the betting show.
Lock it in.
And he's got this voice that's in here, somewhere in here. And if you change it and make it really sharp, it's Jim Rome. How great is that? Incredible. But you bring it down, it's Clay Travis.
Very nice.
How great is this?
I remember Jim Rome. Is he still on the radio?
Look at
no,
you.
I'm just
ridiculous.
He's actually a few blocks.
What is up with Rob Parker pretending to have amnesia? Dude is ridiculous. That's not good. Right now,
that
Parker.
Is good.
Rob Parker.
Parker.
Trying to figure out how he can rip this impression. Say it's not good. But he's not going to.
No, that's
he good. Remember, he's there. I'm kidding.
That's one of your best ones.
And
that,
you know what?
That's the first time I heard you do Jim Rome.
And Jim Rome and I had a fight on the radio way back
when
we started.
He called me Chrissy.
No, he would.
You were one of his guests?
No, we had.
I can see you getting in a fight with anybody.
We had our show, And Jim Rome was doing it, and he was on our station in Detroit.
Okay.
And so they had him on as a guest on our show.
Okay.
And he had just started a new TV show, which I didn't like, and I basically told him I didn't like the
Rome
show.
Is burning.
Yeah, and we started getting into
can't believe it. I can't believe something like
so
that.
So he went off on you.
Oh, yeah.
When you said you don't like the show.
So it was all right.
You critiquing something?
Can you imagine that?
No, I can't, no.
Me and the Fabulous Sports Babe had a fight, too, on the radio. You remember her?
Yes,
I do remember her.
I don't want to say what I said to her back in those days.
Yeah, it
wouldn't fly today.
You'd be fired today.
Yeah, so I'm not going to say that.
Thank you. But this is now you Tony Romo has become this big superstar.
Yeah,
ESPN reportedly offering him what $10 to $14 million,
which I just
a year to
and
do.
You're not a fan, right? I love him. I really enjoy him.
I don't think that he's bad. The only thing that I wish that he could work on, the one thing, I like the
he is good.
No, he is. But Jim Nance is a big-time professional play-by-play guy. You can't step on that guy.
Nance is present-day Pat Summerall. Right? Because Pat Summerall, to the 20, to the 25. He was in there, and then Nance is, hello, friend. Somewhere, I don't really have that Nance, but it's that's where – they lied. Like Summerall didn't even say full sentences. I used to talk about that in a bit. He'd just say to the 20, to the 25. There's a flag on the play, right?
Oh, yeah.
He didn't even give you that full thing. So, and then Madden would chime in with the whatever. But now Romo does that thing where he's like, "Oh, Jim, this is going to be incredible. It's going to be amazing and wonderful. I can't believe. Take a look. If he ordered a pizza, like let's go this way because I was trying to think of different bits for Tony Romo, different ways to go. But Tony Romo, you could never watch a movie with him, right? Because he's gonna predict that it's like, "Oh, Jim, the way they're focusing in on that girl at the beginning, I know what's going to happen. They're going to be switched." At the end, Jim, there's an upside down world, a positive world, and Jim, that girl, oh, they're switching. Everybody's going to be dead, Jim. They're going to be holding hands across the world. It's going to be incredible and amazing and wonderful, incredibly amazingly wonderful. And he always, Tony Romo always has this look on his face like he has some material to blackmail you with. And he's got that smile on his face like, oh, this is going to be good, guys. It's going to be really, really good. Grab a Corona. Everything's going to be fine.
Now, I told you. Last time you were on, I said, when we worked at the old network, ESPN, I always said, every time you went on, Mike, and you would do like 70% of the people on ESPN.
Yeah.
I would be waiting.
But he wasn't big enough. He wasn't big enough.
No, that wasn't it. That wasn't it. You just can't find them sometimes. I look for them. But
I'm not in those categories of you mentioned there are a lot of people – linked up together, and I'm not in one of those groups.
Yes, you're in the Damon Wayans. Damon Wayans. You almost sound like a Damon Wayans character. I'm sorry, but Damon
I'll
Wayans.
Take that.
The Ubiquities. Remember that those guys, Oswald Bates. The Ubiquities and Contemplation. That was so you're in there somewhere, and because we'd never met before, when you in person, when you talk to the person in person, you get a lot more from it. So, like, when I did the betting show, I can never remember. Lock it in. When I'm talking to Clay, all of a sudden, that starts to fester a little bit more inside
me.
I start to get it.
So, you just started him after
today.
Really?
Today. I'd never even tried it before, really.
Wow.
And so, I just started doing that, and it started to sound pretty good. You know, it's not 100%, but
it's there.
It's better
good.
Than everybody else,
that
just like
good. Me. We are joined by Frank Caliendo, comedian and podcast host. And the podcast is called what, Frank?
The CaliendoCast or Frank CaliendoCast. You can get there, frankcaliendocast.com. Or just look at the social media stuff. I'm doing Clay Travis, not even trying to do it. It's at Frank Caliendo. If you can't spell Caliendo, it's the letter C, the word alien, and the word do. At Frank C. Alien Do. And John Holmberg is on that podcast with me as well. He does a bunch of impressions and characters.
Oh, he does.
Scott
too?
Long.
So are you guys doing the podcast in other people's voices?
Lots of different voices. We kind of whatever flows naturally. So one time we just started doing Bernie Sanders watching ET for some reason. I don't even know how it got there.
But it was funny.
Yeah.
It wound up being
and we're touching hands and stuff like that, touching fingers. I'm not even really sure why we're doing it. You know, that kind of a thing.
Yeah.
I try to stay away from the podcast. political stuff.
I was going to ask you, do you do President Trump?
Well, it's tremendous. It really is. We touch fingers as well, but we touch all five of them because their hands are that big. It's incredible.
Are they big or small?
They're incredibly large. They're bigger than your ego, Rob.
Now, that's not possible.
I always go for the easiest joke. I'm sorry about that.
It's all good.
Yeah, I keep thinking of Chris's podcast. There's in there. I ruined it on casting.
He was raised all over the country. So whatever team we're talking about, I lived there. I lived there for a couple of weeks.
I do have a connection.
Every city.
That's the cadence right there. I do have a connection. That's the cadence that I have to focus on.
I like that. But I was born in Louisiana. Here we go. So I could claim LSU.
Do we have enough time in this segment?
Go ahead. Moved. I lived in Ohio.
For all the places he lived. Where Ohio?
Cleveland and Cincinnati.
Okay. And then my wife's from Lorraine.
I went to Oberlin College. See,
oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah, in Lorraine County.
Right.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So I lived in Iowa for 2 years.
He was the only black family in Iowa.
It's funny because I've introduced you to maybe 5 or 6 people from Iowa, and almost all of them are black.
Yeah.
I'm shocked.
I'm still shocked.
He's shocked. He thinks wow, Iowa's got a ton of blacks.
It's unbelievable that they have 5 people from Iowa who are black.
Oh, the best part is I'm staying out of this part of the conversation.
You know?
But, okay, tell us about the Super Bowl. Do you have a rooting interest? Is there a team you're
I can't tell you why. I would like to see Andy Reid win. I don't have any. Maybe.
Well,
do you ever say anything bad about Andy?
Absolutely.
Oh, he rips Andy.
Yeah, okay. You're the guy.
He thought he should have been fired if they would have lost the playoffs.
Absolutely. Andy Reid can't win a big game. We're still waiting. Andy Reid has had some really good teams. No, I got that.
So that's 2 big games to get to the Super Bowl.
Right? But I'm saying you got to be able to, at some point.
Yeah, there is. I think that's a legitimate critique at this point. Right. I think there's something to be said. But people love him. Why do people inside the NFL love him?
He is an offensive, great offensive mind.
Some people call him an offensive genius.
Right.
And
not
quarterbacks,
me, but some people.
Right. I'm not on that bandwagon. But at some point, to validate yourself, I always bring up Marv Levy, who was the coach of the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah.
Right?
Hall of Fame coach, by the way.
Okay, but he went to 4 straight Super Bowls, but which is in itself an accomplishment.
Yeah.
But nobody ever brings him up as one of the greatest coaches of all time. You know why?
Because
he hasn't won.
And that's
fair, though. And winning matters, though, but I'm just saying.
There's a difference between being a great coach, and being one of the best. Right?
Right.
You have to put everybody lists Belichick first now because he's won so much. It makes sense.
He's also cheated, so that's another thing that we have to
listen,
consider.
I think everybody's cheating somewhere. Just he's better at it.
Really? Like the Astros? That's okay?
Well, yeah.
That might be a little bit. Come on, extreme.
A little bit extreme. Okay. Yeah, listen, the more I find out about the world, the more I realize everybody's cheating at something
somewhere. Everybody's doing it.
You ever speed?
Who, me? All the time.
But if I don't get pulled over, they're just speeding with trash cans. No, but I'm not condoning it. Absolutely not.
But you like Andy Reid.
You do have to call it out when you discover it. You got to discipline it. Because in high school, a lot of people cheat in high school.
Right.
But that doesn't mean once I caught you cheating. You know what? Everybody does it. Go ahead. You know what I mean? So you still got to.
Yeah, I think. I like Patrick Mahomes. I just think he's fun. I think he's going to make some mistakes. He is authentic. That's what we look for in this world now.
Right.
Everybody wants to see authenticity. You see this guy. He was the 10th pick. Everybody's like, why are you picking him 10th? What's the reasoning behind this? This is crazy. And Andy Reid, who is the offensive genius in 99.999% of the minds.
Right.
Not name wrong.
Is that me, right?
He's football's equivalent to Mike D'Antoni at this point.
Okay. I get it.
If he wins Sunday, he'll leave that
all of a
level.
Sudden he's in something.
I think he's a Hall of Famer already.
Yeah.
Even without the Super Bowl. But
I mean,
there's something about Patrick Mahomes that – I don't know. I just root for him. I like the demeanor. He doesn't get too upset. Russell Wilson has this better than almost anybody. Russell Wilson can throw a terrible pick, and he'll be out there like, let's go.
Right.
That's
right,
hard
right.
to do.
That's true.
That's right. Because even Brady, you see it on – you see when somebody makes a mistake in sports and they get that look on their face,
right.
You're done at that point. You make this face, that scrunched up, there's nothing – it's hard to come back from that because your whole demeanor changes. Russell Wilson's like, Here we go. What? And Patrick Mahomes has some of that.
You brought up Tom Brady.
No question.
Is Tom Brady, is that a voice that's doable? Tom always plays the aw shucks, gee whiz.
Which is brilliant to do, right?
I don't know what's going on.
Why not?
On.
Because what should you be? What do you want to – do you want to walk around saying I'm the best? When people do that
– you don't have to say
some
it.
People get upset what about it and say you're not the best.
Well, I always say that he's not the GOAT. He's the LOAT, the luckiest of all time. When you chronicle Tom Brady's career and what's happened, you know, a lot of the stuff that's been happened for him, and that doesn't mean that he's not a great player.
Stop
sure,
it.
I mean, but luck plays into everything. I was talking about that over here, too, on the side. Luck plays into everything. You can't – I don't know. A piece of me wants to say, you know what, Rob, you're right, but those words are tough to come out of my mouth.
It sounds like Chris. But, he can't say it either.
But there's –
say what?
That I'm right.
But
you're not.
My dad always used to say, and he probably still says it, I just don't do any sports anymore, play any sports anymore. He's like, I'd rather be lucky than good.
To be that lucky,
to be the low,
I
would take it.
Right.
Because you're going to be rated. Some people will say no, but you're going to be listed as the number one quarterback pretty much forever, even if it is on luck. Is he the most fun to watch? No. I would way rather watch Patrick Mahomes.
No doubt.
Lamar Jackson. Right. I know we got
totally,
to go to break
100%.
Soon.
We got a couple minutes left. We're joined by Frank Caliendo, comedian and podcast host.
Yes. And Lamar Jackson, my son has made this point to me, and I think it's a great point. He said people, the way they consume media now, especially my son doesn't watch a full football game. But he is also a thinker. And he said, you watch how everybody's going and saying Lamar Jackson, the greatest player in the universe. I think he's very good.
Right.
One of my things was he seems great, fantastic. But everybody keeps saying, wait till you see him get better. Well, if he's that amazing already, how are you going to say he's going to get better? Now, right. I do find him to be really great already. But at the same time, so what my son said was this. He goes, people consume media in little highlights. Who has the best
nowadays,
highlights?
Absolutely.
Of anybody.
Yep. Lamar.
Lamar Jackson might throw for 100 yards and
but he'll
run.
Have the he'll have the most exciting
he'll have
touchdown
five not even touchdown runs. Just runs like almost Barry Sanders-ish.
Right.
That you're going, "How did he do that?" And then you're going, "He had an amazing game." No, he threw for 100 yards.
Right.
He had 300 yards last week and ran for 100. This week he had 100 and 100, and everybody's like, that's the most amazing game. No, it's not the most amazing game.
But that's
he had three amazing plays.
But that's where we are in the society. Everybody wants to crown people immediately, like Chris Broussard.
Or tear them down.
Is a prisoner of the moment.
Oh,
like
stop
anybody
it.
Does anything, he's ready to crown
like
you like the greatest of all time.
He was just praising Pat Mahomes. That's what I do.
No,
I think Mahomes
Dak Prescott,
is
after
incredible.
Three games this year, he called him elite. He didn't even make
the
Pro Bowl.
No, I said he's
he did not look, for the first few games he came back, he looked like he wasn't all the way back.
Mahomes.
Yeah.
He was
Mahomes
injured.
Looked like he was,
right.
the,
he was
limping
injured.
A little bit. He didn't have the – he could still throw, right, for the most part, but they didn't have to worry about the run because they'd see him limping around. Just
right,
he just didn't
right.
seem to have that extra
so,
little burst.
So take us out here, Frank, because we got to close in a few. You, one of our favorite shows that we're on, Undisputed, with Skip and Shannon. I know you do a good Skip, Shannon.
Yeah.
I don't know if you
Shannon.
Do Skip.
Yeah, it's really just, I say one word with Shannon Sharp, and it can say everything. Just depends on how you say it. Skip.
That's right.
Skip.
I knew that was
this,
coming.
This is him angry. Skip. This is him happy. Skip. 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 And then Skip just come back. You don't get it. Skip. Come on, Skip. Come on, Skip.
Oh,
Skip.
Skip. It is the great Frank Caliendo, comedian and podcast host. Follow him on Twitter at Frank Caliendo. And he told you Caliendo is C alien.
Z alien dude.
C alien D O. C A L I E N D O. C alien do. C alien do. That's
C alien do.
Are you saying you're an alien?
Some people have questioned
it. See an alien do his thing. All right, but go to frankcaliendo.com for his upcoming tour dates and podcast info. Frank, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. I appreciate it, guys. Great to see you.
Absolutely.
Great
to meet you in person.
Yeah.
Finally, right?
Hey, CaliendoCast.com brings you directly to the podcast.
CaliendoCast.com. All right, you can get the podcast there.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We are joined by one of the best safeties in the league, point blank, New York Jets All-Pro Jamal Adams. What's up, man?
What's
welcome
up, brother,
to the
man. Appreciate it, man. Couple.
Again, now, excuse my abruptness or whatever. You were on the show with us here last year.
Yeah.
I know you want to be here this week for different reasons.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
So what do you guys have to do to get to the point where you're playing in this game rather than always here on the radio?
Yeah, man, obviously, man, it's bringing in, you know, some names. You got to bring in some guys, man. You got to take chances. You got to roll the dice on certain guys. And, you know, we got to fill these holes, the holes that we're struggling in. And, you know, we got to get better. Simple as that.
But you guys did turn the second half of the season was better.
Right.
Yeah. Right?
Yep.
Because Sam Darnold had mono, you know, and all that stuff that was going on. But you did, the second half gave you some hope for next season because you did finish right.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, it's definitely it's a confidence builder, but we don't need that, man. Like you said, man, enough confidence builders.
You need to win.
We need to win. It's simple as that. It's no excuse. It's been too long. The city of New York, they deserve it, and it's time to turn it around.
Now, you had some issues with the team. You heard your name was in, you know, it wasn't like they were shopping you, but just they weren't like, absolutely not, don't even ask us about Jamal Adams, and you had an issue. How are you feeling now about the situation and all that?
Did they explain it to you?
They explained their side, and I explained my side. Man, at the end of the day, I understood it was a business. Everything was about respect with me. It wasn't anything else. Just respect.
Does that mean you want them to tell you from the get-go?
I just think it should have been a better communication.
Okay.
And you know, Joe Douglas and I had that conversation. We could have had better communication on just between us two. You know what I mean? And I think that's what it's about. And do we regret what happened? No, but we understood, you know, that we needed to move forward. And there's no bad blood. But, you know, obviously – I did have a problem with it, but we addressed it. We understood that communication was something that we needed to get better at, and, you know, we move forward.
Okay.
The AFC East could be up for grabs. Tom Brady's on his way to San Diego, I think. I'm just saying. I mean,
Chargers.
The Chargers, right. But if Tom Brady doesn't return to, it would be a changing of the guard in New England, obviously. And it would be an opportunity. Sam Darnold. And I know Buffalo last year made the playoffs, so they're a good team. Yep. But you would have a chance at the division.
Yeah, 100%, man. Obviously, you know, Tom, if he did leave, which I think he deserves to, you know, look for different opportunities out there because he definitely should not take the home discount.
He did it his whole career.
Yeah, you're right, but he's past it, man. I think he's kind of over it. I think that, you know, he wants something a little bit different, and it wouldn't shock me if he stayed, but definitely if he left, man, that would be a plus for us for sure.
What is it like to face him? Because he's widely recognized as the GOAT.
I want your
opinion. When I'm done asking the question, I want your opinion first on, is he the GOAT or who is the GOAT?
Yeah.
But if he is or not, he's not the most physically gifted quarterback in the league by any stretch. So what is it about him that makes him so good, so difficult to defend?
Yeah.
And again, start off with who's the GOAT.
Yeah, he's definitely the GOAT. You know.
Okay,
what I mean?
I agree.
Yeah, he's
Joe Montana.
Yeah.
You hear that? 4-0. 11 touchdowns, no picks, 3 MVPs. Joe Montana's not the GOAT?
He's the GOAT, too, man. There's a lot of them.
We don't do that on the couple,
one or the other.
You
got to
pick somebody.
For me, you know, it's time because I played against him. I've seen him play. So, but, yeah, your guy, man, Joe, is from what I hear, he's a bad boy.
No, he's number two.
He's a bad boy. So, at the end of the day, man, it's definitely – He's the ultimate competitor, man, and you know he deserves to be paid for what he's done. If not, he's the best to ever go through that organization, and you know it's I hate playing against him, but I respect the hell out of him.
What is it about him though that playing against him makes it so hard?
He's seen so much ball. You know what I mean? He's seen every coverage and you know you can't disguise versus him. It's very tough. So the best thing to do is get pressure on him. Get him off his spot. But when he's on a rhythm, man, and he's just throwing it like we playing 7-on-7 out there, man, he's dangerous. But
we're joined by Jamal Adams, New York Jets All Pro safety on the Odd Couple.
The big thing too is like there's a tug of war from some people. It's about Bill Belichick. It's about Tom Brady. Say Tom Brady does go to L.A. and play for the Chargers, and they get to the Super Bowl or they win a Super Bowl in the next couple of years, don't you think that would up the ante on where he is and his legacy if Tom Brady could do it without Bill Belichick?
100%, and that's the battle you're playing with, you know, right? So you don't know what Tom is thinking. You don't know what Bill Belichick is thinking. So I think that is the competitive juice right there. You know what I mean? I think Tom could say, hey, man, I want to go show that people that I don't need Bill. Well, you know what I mean? Vice versa. So it's going to be interesting, man. I'm looking forward to seeing what's going to happen.
Now, you're a safety, not a corner. But what'd you think of the Darrell Revis, Richard Sherman beef? I mean, how you know.
During the game,
honestly, man, I think that, I think everybody should just show love, man, appreciate each other, man. You know, I look back and, you know, people always talk about Kobe, they talk about rest in peace of his soul. They talk about Kobe. They talk about Jordan. They talk about LeBron. Man, just appreciate greatness. Right. You know what I mean? You can't appreciate it enough. And I think that players shouldn't bash on one another. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, just show love, respect this game. If you don't respect this game, move on from it. You don't have to, you know, bring anybody down because at the end of the day, you're not gonna win by that. You know what I mean? It's gonna make you look bad. But I have so much respect for both of those guys. I just wish, you know, people. And this is not the only time I've seen this happen. There's plenty of guys that talk down on players and don't like this player or what he does or it's jealousy, envy.
Too much
credit. At the end of the day, man, just show love, appreciate the game, man. That's what I'm about.
I know you Jets, and we're going to talk about really quick Eli for the Giants. But I always say a lot of people diss his career, and I think he is a clutch player who won two Super Bowls, two Super Bowl MVPs, also had made two of the greatest throws in Super Bowl history, and beat the 18-0 Patriots, and beat Tom Brady twice. How's he not a Hall of Famer? Like, when I hear people talk that he ain't a Hall of Famer, I think they're crazy.
No, they are. Because he like I said, he's never complained about anything. All he does is put his head down and grind. He was a clutch player for sure. I think he's a Hall of Famer in my book because I was a Giant fan growing up. That's all I knew. And just seeing him win those two Super Bowls was outstanding. And then you can't take away from the play when he escaped the pocket.
And made that right.
David Tyree, man. It's stuff like that you
can't. They always say, oh, well, that was lucky. And I said, that wasn't a touchdown that win the game. He still had to throw the Plaxico to win that game.
Or you can look at Manningham when he threw on the sideline.
That's one of the greatest throws, right?
One of the greatest throws. So you can't take away from
that. You hear that, Chris?
Look, I agree he's a Hall of Famer. I mean, he's the president of Eli Manning. Fan club.
Okay. No, I just
I do have him in the Hall of Fame.
No, but I grew up in Queens. I grew up as a Jets fan. I'm from New York originally. Okay. So I grew up as a Jets fan. So I was never a Giants fan. But I recognize Eli because I tell Chris all the time, sports has a short menu.
Yeah.
It's wins and losses.
No
not all that other stuff, right?
No doubt.
Remember that.
No, I know.
Because whenever it comes to some other debates, you don't want to hear that.
Right.
All right, Jamal, you're here on behalf of New Era. You got a fresh New Era.
Oh, my God, man.
And about that.
Yeah, man. So I've been, you know, teamed up with New Era for 2 years. It's been nothing but love and one big family. And we teamed up with, you know, Team Wilson, man. And obviously you can see on the brim, we got the football leather.
This is nice.
You know, and you got the W on the side to represent it with to celebrate the 100th season. This is pretty cool, man. And, you know, obviously New Era always does it big. The best of the best out there, man. So brought you guys two hats, man. You can take it home, man. Beautiful hats, man, for sure.
Only problem when you put the football on the brim, Chris will probably fumble a hat. You know, he touches the ball. But you know what? I want to give a shout-out to Alex from New Era. He did our show, The Odd Couple Hats.
Yeah.
And he did a great job.
That's dope, man.
Yeah,
good dude right
there.
No doubt.
We got to get Jamal an Odd Couple Hat.
Yes, we'll
Let's
do,
do
that.
It. For real. Let's do
for
it.
Real.
Let's do it.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.